Our next inductee is a Heisman Trophy winner, a Pro Bowl running back, and now an analyst, a radio host, an actor, an entrepreneur, and a lot of other things. Our next inductee is former Tennessee Titans great Eddie George.
By the time that Eddie George got to Tennessee, he was already a star. He won the 1995 Heisman Trophy at Ohio State. He was a first-round draft pick in 1996 and earned Rookie of the Year honors after rushing for nearly 1,400 yards with Houston. As the NFL got established in Tennessee, Eddie's name, presence, and familiar number 27 were huge factors in helping the franchise gain traction. And he got that started right off the bat by rushing for a franchise record 216 yards in the team's first game in Tennessee, a win over the Raiders in the Liberty Bowl. That was the first of many great moments for Eddie George in Tennessee. Consider his amazing career with the Titans. He not only never missed a game, he never missed a start. Counting the playoffs, Eddie George started 137 straight games for the franchise. He touched the ball on average 24 times per game. Everyone knew that Eddie was coming, but that didn't matter. He led the team in rushing all 8 years. He rushed for over 1,000 yards in 7 of those seasons. He went over 100 yards a total of 38 times. With more than 10,000 rushing yards, he's the franchise's all-time leader. He went to 4 Pro Bowls total, but Eddie George meant more than numbers to the Tennessee Titans. He was a leader, a spokesman, a heart and soul player who was always more about guts and winning than he was about personal glory. In a state where hard work is valued by every section of the population, Eddie George's blue-collar style made him even more of a hero. He was a star who played the game the right way. And since his football career ended, it's been more of the same. Broadcasting, acting, going to school, founding a landscape architecture business, starting a fitness equipment company, owning a restaurant, donating his time and money to various charities, and more than that even. If you saw him play football, you aren't surprised by his off-field success. Eddie George was tough, yes, but more than that, he was determined. He still is. And that's one of the main reasons tonight we induct Eddie George into the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame.
Wow, thank you very much. You guys having a good night? Yeah, it's a very, very special night. I when I was looking at the highlights, I couldn't help but think back to all those great moments. It seems like yesterday that I was just on the football field, but it's been almost 10 years since I had strapped on the pads and the helmet. It just seems like, oh, God, I wish I could go back out there again and relive all those moments. And tonight is about congratulating not just myself, but the other enshrinees. It's also a night I want to thank the Tennessee Sports Board of Directors, but also I want to thank my Hall of Fame supporting cast, and that's my family. First, my mother, who couldn't be here tonight, my grandmother, who's in Philadelphia, my father, who's also in Philadelphia. I would like to thank my sons. My youngest, who's here, who never seen me play a down of football, but he swears he is the next great Eddie George, and he is, trust me. He'll tell you himself. I'd like to thank my manager, Katrina Chambers, who ever since I stopped playing 9 years ago has kept me in line, so I thank you for your support. I thank all of my family and friends, but more importantly, I got to thank someone that's very near and dear to my heart who's been with me since really my rookie year in the NFL, and that's my wife, Tamara George. She has been
the rock for me. The days that I've come in after games, getting beat up by Baltimore and Pittsburgh, my back sore, she rubbed my back. Feet hurting from turf toe, she rubbed my crusty feet. And if you see my feet, they are disgusting. But she did it. She rubbed my head. She consoled me when we lost. She cheered with me when we won. And we're going on our 10th year anniversary this year, and I want to say to you that the first decade was great. Thanks for tolerating all my nonsense. And let's make the next 10 the best years of our life. So thank you so much for being the rock of our family. Thank you, baby. When we first got here in 1998 or 97, I didn't know what to expect coming to Tennessee. We were leaving Houston. I said, okay, what is Nashville Hall about? And are they really going to come to the games? They said, oh, yeah, they're going to come. You go down to Memphis, they're going to come. Well, there were more people in this room than there were in the stands in Memphis. So we moved to Vanderbilt. I said, oh, yeah, we're going to be packed. It's going to be so excited to see, yeah. 97, still again, there was more people in this room than there was in Vanderbilt. But it wasn't until 1999 when it all came together, when Adelphia Stadium was being built. And I remember the late, great Steve McNair and I looking at that stadium saying, yeah, we're almost home. And that's when the magic happened. We changed the name, changed the color of the uniforms, and then the city was on fire. We could feel it. It was very special. And that year, we went on to the Super Bowl and only to fall short 1 yard of possibly having a Super Bowl title. But I say all that to say that I would not be standing here if it wasn't for my teammates, that organization like Jeff Fisher and Floyd Reese, players like Steve McNair, Samari Rowe, Bruce Matthews, Frank Wycheck, Derek Mason. Just to name a few. They are all very special to me in this very moment. So I like to thank them for allowing me to have the career that I've had. And it's because of them. And I also want to thank the great city of Nashville and the state of Tennessee for embracing us and allowing us to be a pillar in your community and making this place a true home for me. So thank you. So once again, I want to congratulate everybody up here tonight. Thanks for making this very special. And tonight, baby, you're going to get lucky. So I'll see you later. Thank you very much.